Lysergic acid diethylamide.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock. good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And happy National Indigenous Peoples Day to you. And hope you had a chance to get out and experience some celebrations today, or even just take a moment to reflect on the first people that traditionally occupy this land that we were on. To start it off the program tonight, we're hearing a track from Native North America, Volume 1. And this is a compilation I've played several times on my show, and I decided to venture into a territory of a track that I haven't played, and you heard a track called or something from the group Folklorique Montagnes. You heard a track called I'm sorry if I'm butchering this, but it's Shikan Mak Shimat, or sorry, Shitatumak, and that's once again put out by an artist known as Group Folklorique Montagnes, which is I do believe featured on an old CBC 7-inch that was unearthed by this compilation. And it's put out by CBC Northern Service. And I think this is a record service that they put out and featured a lot of Northern Canadian artists. And that track was actually written by Philip McKenzie. And it roughly translates to What to Do. And once again, that was featured on the Native North America Volume 1 compilation, the Grammy Award-winning compilation put out by Light in the Attic Records. And I really wish I had the record in front of me, because I know there's some really detailed liner notes. And definitely pick up a physical copy of this if you can, as it's has some really great liner notes featuring these maybe lost and forgotten Native North American artists. Anyways, you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. I can be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight, and apologize for taking the stage a little bit late this evening. But we got a pretty wide variety of stuff coming up. Up next, we're going to hear something from Bill Callahan, the album I played last week, and I decided to play it again since it's been on constant rotation with me this past week. I've listened to this album a whole lot, and I'm super, super digging this album, and more so over the past couple albums, and so I'm guessing this is going to be on my top 10 album of 2019. And anyways, it's called Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest, and it's a double LP put out by Drag City. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called Writing is the track that you're going to hear. After that, something from Brian Borchert out of Eastern Canada, and you're going to hear something from the 2005 album called Remains of Brian Borchert. And I think we'll just hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Bill Callahan. This track is called Writing.
It feels good to be writing again. Clear water flows from my pen, and it sure feels good to be writing again. I'm stuck in the high rapids as night closes in. It feels good to be singing again. Yeah, it sure feels good to be singing again. From the mountain and the mountain within. Music came down from the mountain, and she danced with all the men. Yeah, she danced with all the men. Yeah, music came down from the mountain, and she danced with all the men. We lined up with our hearts waiting to grow. Sometimes I have to wander on, Where have all the good songs gone? Yeah, sometimes I have to wonder on. Where have all the good songs gone? Where have they gone? Brighton Mountain Music, yeah. Brighton Mountain Music, whoa.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight and playing a lot of new music into the station and new music that I've been checking out in general. And What you just heard was something from Brian Borchert, something off the Remains of Brian Borchert album. And this one came out way back in 2005. And this is the Volume 2 edition. And that was a track off of it, something called Flight. And that's, once again, that came out in 2004, not 2005. I apologize. And if you're not familiar, Brian Borchert's a number of, does a lot of solo work, but he's also in a few different bands like By Divine Right, as well as Holy Fuck, as well as his latest work is goes under the name of Dusted, and is also part of Hand Drawn Dracula Records, I do believe, or he may just have a few releases on that label. Prior to that, you heard something from Bill Callahan, a brand new track off his new album called Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest. You hear the track called Black Dog, or no, the track called Writing, I should say. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to move into some real ambient territory, and you can hear something from Anthony Naples, and he's got a brand new album out called Fog FM. And this was just released a few days ago, I do believe. You can hear the track off of it. Well, the title track of it is just called Fog FM. And then after that, we're probably going to hear something from Tim Hecker, one of his new releases, but we'll see what we can get to. This is a little bit of a longer form track, so we may just hear this one track from Anthony Naples. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Anthony Naples. Thank you. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was some new stuff from Tim Hecker, and you heard the new album called Annoyo, which is, I do believe, a follow-up to his previous album that came out called Kanoyo. That's put out on the Cranky Record label, I do believe. And Tim Hecker is based out of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. Could be Toronto. I probably should have researched that. Anyways, before that, you heard something from a track from Anthony Naples. You heard the track called Fog FM. That's the off the new album called Fog FM. So we're going to keep going with some more electronic music in this next set. And you can hear some new stuff from the always great Lex Records. Their latest is something from a group called Gila. It's an EP called Trench Tones. And Gila is made up of a rap duo called Gorgeous Children, who put something out in 2012, I do believe. I'm not sure if they're still around, but anyways, the latest that they're putting music out under is the name Gila. Really great stuff. I gave it a listen earlier before I came in to the show tonight. I just checked it out earlier. Anyways, you're going to hear something from Gila, a track called I Lose. After that, you're going to hear some new stuff from Delroy Edwards. And if you're not familiar, Delroy Edwards is an artist that appeared on my top 10 of 2018. He had an album out called Aftershock, and that came out on the Lies record label. But his latest release is something called Dub On It, and it's put out on the Apron record label. And I guess it's maybe a little bit more of a dub-inflected tracks. But anyways, Delroy Edwards is putting out some amazing stuff. It's really hard to pin down the sound, but it really kind of has this really like 90s nostalgic vibe to it, of kind of like a weird AM radio sound to it. You're going to hear the track off of it called In Orbit. And also, I'd like to mention that Delroy Edwards is the son of famous actor Ron Perlman. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Gila. This track is called I Lose. Ha 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 And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was brand new stuff from Delroy Edwards. The album is called Dub On It, and actually it's more of an EP, I should say. You heard the track called In Orbit. Prior to that, you heard brand new stuff from Gila and a track off the new Lex Records album. Something called, track was called I Lose. The album is called Trench Tones. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, you're going to hear something from an artist that goes under, well, it's a collaboration between Bo Wanzer and Maupo Mazaketi. And I've played Bo Wanzer's stuff before. I'm not too familiar with the Maupo person. But they go under the name Des Bons en Pierre, and they have a new EP out called, simply titled EP number one. You're going to hear the track called Popcorn Sous les Lit. And once again, this is Des Bons en Pierre, and you can check it out on a record label called, I'll just figure out this info later. I probably should have researched this a little bit more, but Bo Wanzer is putting out some really, really great techno music. And I'm going to have to explore some more from this next guy. After that, we're going to move into some more kind of a little bit more heavier and a little bit more abrasive electronica. And you're going to hear something from Pessimist and Karam Moss. And this is out on the Pessimist record label. It's a collaboration that goes under the title of just that. But you're going to hear the track called A3. And all these tracks are just simply named A and B, corresponding to the record side. So I think we'll just hear these two tracks, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Des Bons en Pierre. And some pretty dark brooding electronica from Pessimist and Karem Moss. That was a track called A3. And prior to that, you heard something from Debons and Pierre with a Popcorn Sous Les Lit off the EP number 1. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday night and enjoying the electronic music to start off or end off your Friday evening. So up next, we're going to hear something from a Toronto-based or Toronto-born artist named Matthew McKay, and I do believe he's based out of Berlin, if I'm not mistaken. He's got a new album out, something called Blue Spring. It's out on Lucky Me Records. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called, let me see what I had queued up. The track that I had queued up is called 11-11-90 beat version. And, I do believe this kind of has a theme of kind of Japanese video game soundtracks. And it's, it may be evident in the, album cover if you have seen it. So I think I'm just going to play this track to end off the evening. And thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And don't forget to check out our website for podcasts and playlists. And don't forget, you can always go to our website, go to your favorite show, and head to the show page. And you could grab a little RSS feed thing and pop it into your favorite podcast app, whatever it may be, and you can get your favorite CITR shows on demand whenever you like. So anyways, keep it locked on CITR for more great programming right here to end off the program tonight. This is something from Nathan McKay off the Blue Spring album. This track is called 11-11-90.
In recent weeks, the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, Queer, Intersex, and Asexual Peoples released their final report.
From everyone here at CITR and Discorder, we would like to encourage all listeners, especially those with settler heritage, to take the time to read the report.
Consider ways you can work decolonial practices into your daily life.